Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. It's a treat to be able to share some new music on today's program with you. Scott Simpson is back with us for Moment in Sound. He's a Black Hills-based singer-songwriter who's less than a month away from the release of his 29th album, Keys to My Head, 12 images, 12 sounds, 12 songs, mostly written during the early stages of the pandemic. It's set for a January 15th release, but it's available through pre-sales beginning December 30th. There's also a lyric book that we'll let Scott explain here in a minute. Welcome back to In the Moment, Scott Simpson. Thanks for being here.
Hi, thanks, Lori. It's good to be with you.
So it has been an interesting time to make music, but it has impacted the way that you've put this album together. We're going to talk more about that in a minute, but let's start with this idea of 12 images, 12 sounds, 12 songs, and how they all weave together into this one project released in the first month of a 12-month year. How did this project come to be?
Well, I started out with the songwriting, and actually, I for the first time this year, I kind of participated in an online group called FAWM, F-A-W-M, and their February album writing month. And I the goal was to write 14 songs, and they give a few themes, I wrote about 10. But that was back in February, just right at the beginning when we weren't sure whether we should take this whole pandemic thing super seriously or not. So I was working on those. I already had about 3 songs kind of written from the year before, and then one other came during the pandemic. But the images and the sounds came kind of I used a song that was the one song that I didn't write the entire thing was a folk song called In the Pines that's been done by everybody from Dolly Parton to Kurt Cobain. But I wrote some new verses to that, and I wanted it to begin with a sound of wind. And then I thought, you know, that works so well. Let's get a sound at the beginning of every song. And then for some of them, then I began to create images because I thought an image was needed to help set the tone for the song to fit with the sound. So it really became songs plus, you know. And so if you go to my website, scottsimpsonmusic.com, you can get the lyric book where you can see all the lyrics, but also all the images. And I've got some little tiles there that you can click on and listen to the sounds that are at the beginning of each song. And so it was a different way of doing it. And maybe that just came out of the fact that I was working during the pandemic, and just it seemed to be a really creative time for me.
Yeah. So, you know, people would call that if they were reviewing it, I don't know, a multimedia project or, you know, some kind of intersectionality in the arts. But how did it change for you that creative process to say, you know, I have this now, what does this look like? You know, what is the image that speaks to this song? How do they connect? What is the sound? I mean, what was that like for you to sort of to dive deep into that?
Well, it requires you to try to bring a song, which is a very complex thing. At first you think I need to boil this all down, but that's really not the idea. It's really creating a couple of different entry points for the listener, because that's really who once you've written the song, suddenly you begin to think about the listener. You know what it means to you, but you also know that you've got all these potential listeners out there who it means nothing to, and what's going to bring them in. Is it going to be the music? Is it going to be the lyric? We know most of the time folks don't read the lyrics until they really like a song, and then maybe they go see what the guy's been singing all along. But if you give them a sound that draws them in, that grabs their attention, and you connect it with an image where they say, wow, that's an image of a dog. How does that fit with this song? Then suddenly it sparks them. They're thinking about, what is he saying there? What does that mean? How do I contextualize this? And so hopefully they like the music, they like the song, but also I'm really trying to get at some uh, some various aspects of myself and of what it's like being a, you know, being a human being and sorting through this crazy thing we call life. And I think we're all trying to do that right now, especially during this weird year, you know?
Yeah. I want to start by playing the first song from the album called If You Want to Make a Song. And there's a real vulnerability to this in the sense that you're talking lyrically about opening yourself up in songwriting. Tell me a little bit about how this song sets the stage for the project, for the year, for the album, for where we're going to go.
Yeah. I'm so excited to talk to you about this song because here's my fear. My fear is, you know, anything that you've written, you want it to be understood on multiple levels. Okay, so I'm going to tell you something that I'm hoping it translates. This song was actually written as part of that FOM. They gave a prompt to write a song from the viewpoint of an inanimate object. And so I began writing a song from the viewpoint of a guitar. You got to have a hole in your heart. You got to stick out your neck so long. Give everybody the keys to your head. And then if you look through the lyrics, various points in the lyrics, there are elements of a guitar, elements about a guitar, about guitar strings, about that sort of thing. But the whole thing then becomes a really important, I think, for me especially, metaphor for songwriting, for being a creative person, for having something to say to the world and being able to be vulnerable, being able to give the keys to your head to somebody. Because, you know, when you do something creative, whether it's a song or a poem or a visual art, you're giving people some keys to understanding something about you and something about how you view the world. So it works on both of those levels. And part of the reason I decided to put in an image, and the image on this one is the tuning keys of a guitar head, and the sound at the beginning is the tuning of a guitar. I really hope that people can get it on all of those levels and understand it in that way.
Let's take a listen to If You Want to Make a Song by Scott Simpson.
Well, you gotta have a hole in your heart, stick out your neck so long, give everybody the keys to your head if you wanna make a song. You gotta have a hole in your heart, stick out your neck so long, give everybody the keys to your head if you wanna make a song. When the tension's just too much, or even not quite enough, I know I need to tone it up, or else I'm always gonna play too rough. Yeah, sometimes it's just electric, and other times it's just not. Yeah, but all that really matters to me is that I resonate with all I've got. Yeah, you gotta have a hole in your heart, stick out your neck so long, give everybody the keys to your head if you wanna make a song. Gotta have a hole in your heart, stick out your neck so long, give everybody the keys to your head if you wanna make a song. Get respect from anyone who lays a finger on me now. I wanna build us a bridge, but never string you along. Yeah, some people say I'm just wound too tight. Well, I put my nylons on and we go out on the town in my exotic top. Yeah, if you and I can strike all the right chords, I know we're never gonna stop. No, no, yeah. You gotta have a hole in your heart, stick out your neck so long. Give everybody the keys to your head if you wanna make a song. See, you gotta have a hole in your heart, stick out your neck so long. Give everybody the keys to your head if you wanna make a song.
You're listening to In the Moment on SDPB Radio. Today's Moment in Sound featuring Keys to My Head with Scott Simpson. And it's set for a January 15th release, but available through pre-sales beginning on December 30th. And that song was called If You Want to Make a Song. Scott, tell us about this next song, The Lonely Road.
The Lonely Road, it's really, I started out writing that in response to trying to write something about the idea of wanderlust and wanting to travel and wanting to get out. And for me, several of the songs on the album are about that. This one was I began it as a kind of a fictional. I created a situation where I do a lot of driving for my work on the highway and see a lot of folks out there with signs and stuff. And so in a fictional sense, this guy comes around the corner, is blinded by the morning sun, and then sees this person there, and picks her up, and then they're both kind of lost, and they're both trying to figure out where they're going to go and what town they're going to stop in to be their home, and sharing a coffee and an ice cream sandwich, and then I realized as I was working on it that it was really about, of course, my own situation with my wife. I didn't pick her up on the side of a highway, but we've been, we've moved a lot. We've tried to figure out what is home, what is home like, where do we fit, what's the place where we can settle down, but also what are the things that happened before we got together that put us both in a ripe spot for really needing each other, having something that the other one really supplies. That is something that I was missing before we came together. So that's kind of the idea of the song, but it's just also just musically, I'm really proud of it. It's really catchy. It's really, that's why it's the single that people get if they pre-order.
Yeah. When I was listening to it, I wrote down The Marriage of Restlessness and Contentment. I don't know if that resonates with you, but that at that moment, it's like there's so much restlessness and so much contentment in the same thing. Yeah. And those things sort of blend together, yeah.
And by the way, Lori, I'll also point, the pre-orders started actually on the 13th, so it's available for pre-order right now. So
right now. Here is This Lonely Road.
I got a feeling
cloud of dust. Your hand-drawn sign said anywhere a bust. Oh, that smile. Well, I don't recall what state I was in, but your eyes told me that you needed a friend. Yeah, just too damn many miles. Oh, my Lord, say, with an ice cream pie and a coffee, it's just you and I. You know we count the markers and we count the signs. You count me yours and I'm gonna count you mine. Whatever side of the solid line. Oh my Lord, say
I got a feeling you and I've been down this lonely road, this lonely road. I got a feeling, I got a feeling. You and I've been down this lonely road before.
Scott Simpson is with us for today's Moment in Sound. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk with Scott about a song he wrote about the pandemic. You're on listener-supported SDPB Radio. Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. For today's Moment in Sound, we have with us Black Hills musician, singer, songwriter Scott Simpson. His new release is called Keys to My Head, and you can pre-order it now. The full release is set for January 15th. There's a lyric book and more, and we're going to get right into this next song, Scott, and I think people are going to listen to the song. I'm going to ask listeners to sort of listen first before we have you kind of explain. It's clearly a song about the pandemic, about the early days of the pandemic, and about hope for the future. But let's play On That Day and then come back with more with Scott Simpson. Take a listen.
Great.
There came a day, there came a day.
came a day. We looked at children and spouses, and we wondered if they could be spared and counted among the saved. There came a day, there came a day.
Listening to Moment in Sound on SDPB Radio Music Today from Scott Simpson. You can find more at scottsimpsonmusic.com, and we'll put a link up on our website as well after the program at listen.sdpb.org. Scott, when you hear the door open, and the image for this song is a doorknob, and you know, when I first saw it, I had this, you know, this sense of recognition for how many doorknobs I've sanitized. Or how many times I've sanitized the same doorknobs in 2020, but then also that melancholy and that hopefulness all wrapped up into one song. This is just has to be one of the quintessential songs or creative offerings of the pandemic that I've heard so far. Really, really well done. Thank you for that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's you know, it's something you feel. I live in town with my daughters, my adult daughters. My oldest just had a child, brand new newborn. My parents who are older, and you know, we touch each other all the time, hugs, getting together, and our get-togethers now are, you know, big distance out in the yard, you know, with masks on. So you just realize the importance of that. Of that touch and of being together with the people you love and showing them by touching them you realize how important that is when it's not there.
Yeah. And love still remains, and really mentioning those people who are doing things for us, and putting themselves at risk. There's a lot happening there.
Because they have families too, and they're knowingly helping out, realizing that it could be a detriment to themselves and to the people that they love. So I'm so appreciative of the people who have taken such good care of us.
I have been asking artists this all year, and because I guess revealing my own, opinion here, but do you think that it's the responsibility of artists to be the ones to put into words some of the things? Sometimes it can be, is there a responsibility of artists to be political or to be part of the political sphere in some sphere? And then sometimes it's just, hey, do you think it's, what is the artist's role in helping us express things that sometimes we don't know exactly how to express?
Yeah, I don't know how you would do art any other way. Art has to come out of your sense of what's going on, and out of your sense of this needs to be said, this needs to be told, this needs to be shown. And that's not to say that art should be didactic and always a lesson and all of that, but it comes out of your experience. And, one of the things that I say, and I have written some, none of my really political songs are part of this album. I've written some very political songs. And I guess my comment about art dealing with politics is, at least that's a very productive way, as opposed to destructive way, to express one's political opinions. If you can make some kind of art out of it, out of that anger or that frustration, or that political angst, if you can make art out of it, that's at least something that's very productive as opposed to being destructive.
Yeah. Well, this album, Keys to My Head, includes a lyric book, images, sounds, songs. It is worth spending time with. It's worth listening to a song more than once as you, engage with the lyric book as well and really think about what it means to live in South Dakota, what it means to be human, as Scott said, having this human experience, and what kind of music that we produce. So we're going to leave listeners with one final song here today called Promise of Being Filled, Scott. But I want to say thank you very much for your time today. Find more at scottsimpsonmusic.com. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks so much, Lori.
And here is Promise of Being Filled.
Has a language no tongue could ever speak. It holds a wisdom gentle to the ear. All the chasing, all the grasping, all the noise, yeah, they only awaken all the These snowy hills will be emptied in the spring.